Hello and welcome to the Bruce Salen Show, A Dad's Point of View. I'm Bruce Salen and I am speaking to you today from New Orleans, where I'm attending the Dad 2.0 Summit for the third year in a row. I am on the 27th floor of a beautiful hotel, the JW Marriott. I'm overlooking the Mississippi River right in the middle of the French Quarter. Now, how cool is that I could do the show via Skype from New Orleans? It is managed and handled in Santa Barbara and it is carried worldwide. Is the internet amazing or what? So today's topic, as usual, is inspired by this week's A Dad's Point of View column, which is called Absence Makes the Kids Grow Independent. And probably we'll talk about the State of the Union address, but do we have to? I really don't want to, but it's inescapable, I suppose. You can find my columns all over worldwide or just go to brucesalen.com, hit the Writing Plus tab at the top of the page. You'll get a drop-down menu with lots of wonderful options. I hope you'll follow me on Twitter at Bruce Salen, and I hope you'll like the A Dad's Point of View Facebook page. And we're on Google Plus now. There's a community called Dad Chat, so I hope you'll go there too. Today's guests are our usual infamous three. I'm very happy to have all three of them today. Hopefully, they will all show up. We will start with Sherilyn Harley Laban for political talk, followed by Pastor Drew Sams for spiritual rap, and wrap it up with Dr. Jennifer Weberman for some therapy. And I think I need some today, so I hope she'll give me a freebie. The new Because I Said So comic strip is called Son Gets a Sex Souvenir. It's not what you think, but maybe it is what you think. Tonight at Dad Chat, we're talking about dad progress, live from the Dad 2.0 Summit right here in New Orleans, and it's not to be missed. Dad progress, what does that mean? What it means in the context of the Dad 2.0 Summit is, where have dads flourished, blossomed? Where have we suffered or not done so well? And in fact, how have the media treated us, and how has that improved or not? I think it's actually a lot better than it was when I started blogging and writing and basically evangelizing about being a dad. Now I think the issues are much more gender independent, not dependent or favoring. I mean, there's still some bias one way and the other, but it's not as bad as I recall it when I began X number of years ago. So I've been rambling on a lot, and I've forgotten to do our life lesson, which I'm going to do after one more quick announcement. I'm not even sure what life lesson we're up to. We have 52, and we do them weekly usually, and I will listen in curiosity as well as I hope you will. The last bit of news is that I've been posting two video blogs, vlogs as they are called. They're called I'm Not That Dad, and the two that are up this week are called Sushi Anyone and Obama Slam by Maldives Man. Now, I think it's very appropriate after the State of the Union address, and it's very ironic. So both of those can be found on my website, and you can always find any of my videos on the A Dad's POV YouTube channel. So, Richard, if you're ready, let's listen to a life lesson.
You got to action to weigh the positive elimi. I need the negative. Mm-hmm. Latch on to the affirmative. Don't mess with Mr. In-Between.
All right.
You got to spread joy.
I'm Bruce Salen, and this is A Dad's Point of View. Leave your moods at home. I've talked about having a positive attitude before. This is an extension of that, in that bringing our lousy moods from work or anything to our loved ones is just not cool, nor fair. If you're in a lousy mood, go for a walk, take a break, get out of it, or fake being in a good mood for the sake of those around you, especially your immediate family. Don't take it out on your spouse, the kids, or even your dog. Keep your moods away from other people, period. I'm Bruce Salen. Find me at brucesalen.com, and please be the best dad or mom you can be.
Bruce Salen, that's one of you.
Wow. Interesting life lesson. I'm largely in a good mood, so I don't face that too often. But my sons, particularly my older one, being a very moody teenager, can occasionally be really in a poor mood. And I think it at times affects the household, and I think that's the reason that I think it's so important to try to put on a happy face. So the topic today is Absence Makes the Kids Grow Independent. It's really about, how do we teach our kids to be independent? I left my boys alone for quite a few weeks when I went on this recent overseas trip to Dubai, Abu Dhabi and India and Africa. And there was good and bad that came from that. They're 17 and 20, so leaving them alone should not have been a problem. But they had an emergency, and this emergency caused them to have to step up and handle it. Now, the details of the emergency are not important, other than it wasn't any personal health problem to them, or a problem at the house or to our dog. It involved a neighbor. But they did what they had to do. Instead of me or my wife being there and rescuing them and taking care of it. And the result was that they learned a lesson that they can handle certain things themselves. And then the irony that followed was that they had a talk and had a coming together that had been long in coming. And I've been dying for them to be closer than they've been. And this shared experience handling this so-called emergency by themselves had the unexpected benefit of bringing them closer. So there's no way I could have anticipated that, and it possibly could have gone in a bad way, a bad direction, they're being left alone. But the issue really is, are our kids being taught to be independent? And what are we as parents doing to prepare them? I fear in many ways our kids are less prepared for life than many of previous generations. I mean, I know, for instance, that getting employment was something that was pretty easy for 13, 14, 15-year-olds. I mean, I had a paper route. I rode my bicycle and delivered a paper 7 days a week. The paper routes no longer are done by boys on bicycles. They're done by adults. And I had all sorts of summer jobs that were relatively easy to get. And I know that my sons have had a hard time finding some of these jobs. First of all, the economy is such that they're competing in many cases with adults for these minimum wage jobs that used to be the stepping stone for kids to learn how to be independent, how to make money, how to save money, and get the rude awakening of a paycheck not really representing the amount that they thought they earned because of deductions, taxes, et cetera. So I think the sooner that kids start learning the realities of life and money, the better. And much of today seems to be protecting or helicoptering our kids from some of life's lessons that can be learned by giving them a little more independence. There's always going to be the question of, is there too much danger in giving them independence? On the other hand, are we not preparing them for living adult lives? I'm not really sure. It's not a clear-cut answer. For me, the experience proved to be very positive in unexpected ways. And I think it was equally positive for my boys. Would I do it the same way again? I don't know. But this particular trip and circumstances just evolved the way they did. All I can try to do as a parent, and all most of us can do, is the best job we can do and just be conscious of what is going on in our kids' lives. So that's it for this segment. We will be back, I hope, with Cheryl and Harley Laban, who I imagine will have a few thoughts on the President's State of the Union address, but we will see. So stay tuned.